Hello. No, it's okay. You don't have to do anything. I mean, it's not like you can do anything. Yeah, seeing as you're all tied up. Just where I wanted you. Don't pull. Don't pull. I mean, you can pull. You can pull all you want, but I don't want you to tire yourself out. No, I'm just enjoying the view. It's not every day I have you sprawl naked on my bed, tied to my bedpost. I mean, if it was, every day would be so wonderful. I am. I really, really, really am. Someone ticklish. Or is it just the idea that you have no idea where I'm going to touch you? So wherever I do touch you, leads you to jump a little bit. I think the blindfold is a very nice touch. You don't need to see anyway. Yeah. You close your eyes when you come, so why do you need to see now? Well, I do have every intention of making you come at some point. Eventually. Once I'm done teasing you. Oh, because it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Like rubbing my hands against your breasts. Make your nipples so hard. Yeah, doesn't that feel nice? Doesn't that just feel amazing? I'm certainly enjoying myself. I just love rubbing my fingers up and down against your body. Just mapping the curves. Is it ticklish? Because you're getting goosebumps on your legs. I could be real mean and actually tickle your feet. They're right here. So exposed, but I won't, because I feel like that's too mean. I mean, it's mean enough already that I'm teasing you this badly. You're practically begging to be fucked, and there isn't anything inside of you. It's such a shame. Maybe I should put something in you then. Fulfill my end of the bargain. By filling you up. Is that what you want? I can't hear you. Is that what you want? Yeah. Okay. Oh my, this one's very, very wet already. How do my fingers feel? Do you like my hand against your pussy? Do I feel in my big, strong hand pressed up against you? Rubbing you. Teasing your poor little clit. All your little clit wants is attention. It wants me to give it all the attention. Do you know how I know? Because every time my finger passes over it, I can feel your whole body arch up, just trying to get a little closer. You're so fucking cute. I love making you needy. I love watching you just beg for it. Because when you're not tied up against the bed, when you're in complete control, you act like you don't want it, like you don't need it. But in this state, right here, it's perfectly clear that you're just so desperate for a fuck. You're such a needy little girl, aren't you? Oh, if you're not, I'll just stop. What's that? Oh, I couldn't hear you. Someone was muttering under her breath. What are you? Oh, that's right. You're a very needy little girl, aren't you? You just want to get fucked. Oh, poor baby. You have my fingers on your pussy. Is that not enough? You want a big cock to fuck you, don't you? To split you open. To fill you up. Is that what I'm hearing? Oh, that's too soft for me to hear anything. You gotta speak up, baby. Yeah? Is that what you want? I love slapping your pussy. It's so satisfying. It's so satisfying. Oh, but you're not gonna get my cock that easy, baby. Because it's usually reserved only for good girls. And good girls don't tend to need to be tied up to a bed and teased. That's for bad girls who, you know, have done something clearly very naughty. Is someone forgetting what they did? Oh, no. If only she remembered. Because if she remembered, then she might get fucked tonight. But if she doesn't remember, then I'm just going to keep teasing her over and over, bringing her so close to coming and then stopping every time until I'm done. No, we wouldn't want that. Right? This poor little wet pussy doesn't want that, does it? It wants to be fucked, doesn't it? It wants to be fucked, doesn't it? That's what I thought. So is someone going to be a good girl? Or not? That's what I like to hear.